kitchen table. Cut you open tenderly. Eat your heart and eyes and mouth. Every word you spoke to me. Eat the day we swam at Whitby. Eat the wind as cold as ice. Eat the sun that warmed your skin. Your soft hand that reached for mine. The coffee and the pancakes. Eat the films and fucks in bed. Eat the days the kids were born. The day we found out Jean was dead.
Well, okay, let's creep up on this a little bit, approach it carefully. The first thing to say is that when one does think, really, you know, get down to thinking about death and the place of death in our experience, the experience of life, we notice that if it's right that death is nothing to us individually, I'm not going to experience my own death, my own dying, yes, but not my own being dead, then that means that death, as I experience it, is other people's death. I experience death as grief and loss. I experience it as the page in the interesting book which suddenly disappears and it's no longer there. And the nostalgia, the lack, the loss, the sorrow is what my experience is all about.
Eat the roaring, blazing rouse. Eat the never-ending host.
Thank you.